Our question in the morning as we start the best 5 minutes of the day, 30 seconds early, is who's got the best fish fry in the WIB listening area? Let us know. It's 715-396-1670. And Betty weighing in Eau Claire on our listener line at 715-396-1670 saying Lake Halley Golf Course. There you go. Lake Halley Golf Course. I have not tried that one. Thank you to Betty this morning. What do you say? What say you? 396-1670. Who's got the best fish fry on the second Friday in November? Jason Cairns, any thoughts?
I have no clue.
Yeah.
I have not eaten a fish fry since I've been here, mm-hmm. which is 15 years, so I have no idea.
Yeah.
Would be a good
All right.
Fry.
Well, very good. We will not look to you for that one this morning. All right.
Good.
So, 396-1670 WWIB. You can certainly, though, on the keto diet, you can eat fish, enjoy fish. You just might not have it like the breaded, the deep fat fried kind, right?
Yeah, I'm actually going to have fish tonight. I try to have salmon on Friday nights. My family normally eats dinner out or brings food in, I guess, on Friday nights, and I prefer to make my own, so I make salmon typically.
Yeah. That's a great choice. Very healthy.
Yeah.
Very healthy. Well, I want to talk this morning about the idea of when we're just, and it could come in a lot of different ways, but I can think of one story for me, but I mean, just where, and as we live our lives, we're relating with the Lord, and we're just so sure that God's going to move in a certain way. And when he does it, when he does not, that we're absolutely floored. It's like we've belly flopped into a pool that is completely empty. Have you ever had any experience like that?
Oh, my gosh, yeah. You know, I think before we got on the air, you had mentioned our adoption story. And so our youngest, Tessa, was kind of the fairy tale adoption story. You know, it went off without a hitch. It was just wonderful. But what a lot of people don't know is that we also were in the process of trying to adopt two kiddos from Haiti. And over an 8-year, very painful process, it ended up falling apart. And you know, and so every once in a while, people will still mention, hey, what's going on with your adoption? And, you know, it just kind of stirs up sadness and anger and negative emotion. And it was, it just felt very powerless, very hopeless as it drew near the end of that.
Yeah.
You know, and I think many of us, if we're honest, have stories like that where we think we're faithful prayer warriors, and yet we're disappointed. We know, as our friend Larry Crabb would have said, our dreams are shattered.
Mm-hmm.
And what do we do with that? What do we do with God in the midst of that?
Yeah, and I think, you know, that to me is that deep. It's like going from elementary to middle school in terms of just spirituality, because yes, it's wonderful, the times of blessing. And yes, I mean, what God has done and with God Almighty, with him, nothing is impossible. And yet, as you look at just life around you, as you look at the book of Job, you realize just, you know, A plus B doesn't necessarily equal C. I mean, you can make every case right. imaginable. If it's instead of Job and God, if it's Jason and God talking, Jason and Heather, you could have made a wonderful case that adoption should have succeeded and you should have five and not three kids with you in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. And
right.
the fact that that's not the case, even as your good friend still, with all, I mean, it would justifiably irk anybody.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. You know, and I think that's, sometimes we're afraid, I think, to bring our laments or our anger before God. But if you read the wisdom literature, particularly Job and a lot of the Psalms, it's people bring raw emotion before God. You know, not just anger at circumstances, but at times even anger at God. I was reading something yesterday that if anyone is able to handle our hard emotions, it should be God. And I think that's true. To be able to bring difficult, hard circumstances and just say, I don't like this, I hate this, I'm angry. You know, I think that deepens and makes our relationship with God more real when we mm-hmm. can do that.
Yeah, absolutely. When it's just, it's not as simple, it's much more complex, right? I'm thinking of Larry Crabb, one of his later books, When God's Ways Make No Sense, right? And so a guy named Bruce Miller wrote a book called When God Makes No Sense, A Fresh Look at Habakkuk, right? I mean, It happened then, and it can and does happen in our lives in ways that we just are puzzled by, and it leaves us floored. All right, hey, as we head into the weekend here, about 6 weeks till Christmas, give a plug for your newest six-year work, Letters to the Beloved, this devotional commentary.
Yeah, so really excited about this project. It's a walk through the New Testament as though God were writing directly to you as the reader. You know, I wrote it over 6 years, and even now, after having spent so much time with it, I'm still finding myself encouraged by what I'm reading there. It's available on Amazon. People can touch base with me on my Facebook page or through my blog, jasoncans.com. I would love to hear from people about it. And yes, it would be a great Christmas present for folks.
All right. And check it out on Amazon. We'll talk to you again on Monday. And we'll have to touch base about breakfast tomorrow. All right.
Perfect.
Sounds good. There we go. Our buddy Jason Cans, jasoncans.com. It is coming up on 6:09. Our question of the morning is, who's got the best fish fry in the WIB listening area? Betty says it's the Lake Halley Golf Course. I've heard a lot of good things about that one.
Are you in the big fish? Are you sitting in the belly of a well-gone man?
The Wisconsin fish fry. Is there anything better?
Iconic. It is.
Yes, anything more traditional? I don't know about you guys, but I remember so many Fridays visiting my grandparents, southeastern Wisconsin, every Friday, different fish place. Actually, not different, but either the Crossroads or the Sterlingworth. And what I love about those years is the supper club atmosphere. Of course, you got first the little basket of crackers with the rye crisp and the breadsticks. And then came a relish tray on a Lazy Susan with, like, those little spiced apples and pickles and carrot sticks. And I don't know, it's such a happy memory. And the fish, so delicious.
I remember my grandpa, who's since passed, but one of the things he would love is, like, well, I want to take you guys out for fish. And so he lived up on Butternut Lake in Park Falls. And so I remember riding on the back of a snowmobile. How much more Wisconsin was this? We rode on snowmobiles across the lake to get to the restaurant.
Wow. There's only one place that stands out to me. We lived pretty close to the Wauwatosa-Milwaukee line, and it's the Melrose Inn. On a Friday night, we lived on 73rd in Milwaukee, not far drive down to the Melrose Inn. You could get the fish fry, very, very delicious and good, or you could get the turkey sandwich, which was outstanding.
Nice.
But they had a jukebox, and you'd go there, and you'd ask your dad for some money to play a tune on the jukebox, and so usually very crowded.
Happy times.
Yeah. And we're continuing to ask, where is the best fish fry that we can find around here? 715-396-1670. Text or leave us a voicemail. A lot of people weighing in so far. Feel free to use the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook page as well.
Answers from all over the WIB listening area.
We might have to do this every Friday. Take one for the team.
It'll take you
and
a
go
year
out.
To get to all these places.
I don't mind.
751 here on the WIB Wake Up Show. 34 degrees, and it's time for us to start blowing out some hot air. This is the time when we gather together all the little nuggets of wisdom from news, sports, politics, and pop culture that you might have missed during the past week, and we bring them to you in a condensed fashion. We call it headlines. Here we go.
Researchers in Italy found that medicine works better if the doctor says positive things about it before handing over the prescription.
Researchers also found that the number one positive thing a doctor can say about a medication is it's covered by insurance.
So true. Medical studies reveal that residents of Arkansas have the most heart problems.
Because they have the most teenagers?
That would make sense. The latest research plainly states that binge-watching TV leads to an early death.
So if you enjoy binge-watching The Walking Dead, then you're basically the sitting dead.
Mm. Hey, a man in China climbed over a fence into a zoo enclosure for a panda. The panda immediately pinned the intruder to the ground.
And took a selfie.
Look at me.
It's a hip panda. Researchers now say that stress may be the main cause of gaining weight.
It's true. People get stressed out by how hard it is to open that third bag of Doritos.
Makes sense. Well, Thanksgiving is now less than 2 weeks away.
I've got my yams. I've got my turkey. I've got my seating chart that organizes guests by red and blue states.
That's a smart hostess.
There you go. And finally, when a Florida man was recently released from jail, He and a friend celebrated by breaking into another home.
It must be great to have a job that you truly love.
You'd think they'd learn.
They're not quitters.
Those are your headlines, and now you're all caught up.
I love a good story, and I love people, so this little news item caught my eye. A majority of Americans think their lives are interesting enough to be a book. A recent survey, I know, what confidence. A recent survey conducted by OnePoll for Thrift Books revealed that 55% of respondents believe their lives could be immortalized on the page.
Now, what would be the title of that? For mine, it would be, "He Fell Asleep Before His Kids Went to Bed."
Well,
he wasn't sleeping. He was just resting his eyes.
Exactly.
That's kind of the story of my life.
I mean, anything could be a book, but a book that people would want to read.
That's true. I mean, it's kind of like how everybody has a podcast, right?
Right. And I was thinking about my life, and I thought about the publisher. I don't think Thomas Nelson would be interested. I don't think Moody would be interested. My life,
a scholastic book.
You're right. My life has veered from good example to cautionary tale. Let's just put it that way.
8% of people actually completed a novel themselves. Now, that's bold.
That is so bold.
Not only is my story worth putting in a book, but I'm going to write that thing myself. And the thing is, like, that's awesome, right? If you say, you know what, I'm uniquely and wonderfully made, and I'm going to publish that.
I know. And it's true. There are so many things that once our grandparents go, we think, oh, I wish I would have asked them more things.
And isn't that the thing, how everyone but us sometimes, and I guess maybe not with this poll, but everyone but us actually thinks, wow, you have such an interesting life. It's sort of like this,
yeah,
this Instagram thing where you think everybody else has their life together.
Yeah.
And say, oh, man, if only I could be like that mom or that dad, when maybe it's not nearly as real as you think it is. But I was just thinking, when you mentioned grandparents, how much I would love. I was just thinking about my grandpa's story for Veterans Day yesterday, because
really?
I have one grandpa in the Marines and one in the Army, and thinking about my grandpa Byers, who's passed, and his life in the Army and overseas, and how he just rapidly rose through the ranks. He was a second lieutenant, then was going to be promoted to first lieutenant, but he was only 19 years old.
Wow.
And they didn't want any more 19-year-old first lieutenants. So, but then he worked, served our country in the National Forest Service, and again, rapidly rose up there too. And I just thought, wow, his story's so interesting.
That
I'd love to
cool.
read a book about my grandpa.
I would like to read a book about your grandpa.
Yeah.
And the thing is I think I could write a book about other people's lives.
Right?
Yeah. Catherine, my daughter Catherine and I, my son Willie made up a word to describe Catherine. When she says something, she'll kind of exaggerate it. Plus, she'll say things she shouldn't, which would make her a great author.
Yes.
But it's blab-exaggerator.
Blab-exaggerator.
So I also can be a blab-exaggerator. So put me on your story. You'll find things in it you never knew you did.
Maybe we should just realize again our value in God's sight and think, you know what? Maybe I should write my story, right?
Yeah, we don't need to exaggerate. No.
40% of people did say, hey, the main reason for giving up on writing a story about their lives, a book about their lives, was they couldn't think of an ending.
Exactly.
I don't know yet.
I'm not sure how I end this story.
I've said it before. Let's say it again. My favorite movies, my favorite sermons, and by the way, I'm preaching on Sunday on the book of Ecclesiastes, but they are ones that make you laugh and make you cry. That's something in a movie. It's something in a sermon. Can we pull it off in the best of the week in 4 minutes and 40 seconds? We'll give it a try. Here we go.
How long has it been since you've seen your little sister face-to-face, hugged her?
It will be 2 years.
2 years.
In Christmas.
And again, you're just two sisters growing up together,
right,
and you haven't seen each other
mm-hmm.
face-to-face in 2 years.
Yep.
You're one of the top three. Like I mentioned, what I didn't tell you is that you actually won.
Oh, my goodness.
And your sister's coming home for Christmas.
Oh, yes. She'll be so excited.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Katrina's coming home for the holidays.
It means so much to her. I know it will. Thank you.
Absolutely. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord, indeed.
People talk about, oh, he or she is a Christian comedian. And then sometimes they'll say, oh, they're a comic who is a Christian.
A boy asked his father there at the dinner table, Dad, are bugs good to eat? The father said, that's disgusting. Don't talk about things like that over dinner. After dinner, the father said, now, son, what did you want to ask me? Oh, nothing. There was a bug in your soup, but now it's gone.
Right. Is a Christian comedian a comedian who only performs at churches?
I'd like to thank my three brothers who served in the United States Navy, two during the Vietnam era, and one in combat up the Mekong Delta during the Vietnam War. And so that's my brother Gary, my brother's Larry, and my brother Kevin Vandaloo. So, yeah, I'm thanking those veterans today. I sent them a card out, too.
It is November 8th, but according to my chocolate advent calendar, oddly enough, there are only 3 days until Christmas.
Or maybe a Christian comedian, people see him and they're like, oh, yeah, that guy's obviously a Christian. And then a comedian who's also a Christian is like, oh, yeah, that guy needs a lot of grace. It makes sense that he would be a Jesus follower.
Faith, hope, love, repeat. On your home for great music and lyrics you can trust, WWIB. Good morning to Susan.
Good morning. Those are great words to live by.
They are, yeah. Sounds like a recipe, right? Faith, hope, love, repeat. So
yeah,
there you go. So.
Or a hair care regimen. Mm-hmm. There's my hair obsession.
Absolutely,
we're like
10
seconds into the week. And
we
there
got hair
go.
Mentioned already, everybody. Like, people don't say that with plumbers. Oh, he's a Christian plumber. He's a plumber who happens to be a Christian.
Robert asked the televangelist to pray for his hearing. After 3 minutes of violent shaking and trying to push him over backwards, the televangelist says, well, son, how's your hearing now? Robert replies, I don't know. It's not until next Tuesday at the courthouse.
That's a good one.
We need more Christian plumbers. That's the thing. You know?
Let's give it a listen again.
I love the fighting. I really did not expect to love the fighting as much as I did. I'm a fairly low-key person, but it turns out I really like to kick.
Who is this low-key person who loved the fighting? And
really likes to kick.
Good morning. What's your guess?
It's Anne Hathaway.
It's Anne Hathaway?
Ding, ding, ding.
Yes.
You are correct.
Wow.
Who are we talking to?
This is John Dirks from Thorpe, Wisconsin.
All right, good job, John. John, I know from talking to you back in the day, talk about voices, you do a great George W. Bush. Any chance on the spot you could give us a little something here?
Well, Mark, I just was wondering if you missed me.
Yeah.
We do miss
or
you.
I could talk like Donald Trump, you know. It's just going to be great. We're gonna come back in 24. We're going to do great things.
Gig on Friday night was, I didn't realize this, it was somebody's birthday party and a bachelorette party combined, which basically means, you know, I'll just give you an example. I got up there, you know, they were drinking a lot of wine, mm-hmm. and by the time I got up there, it was quite rambunctious, you know. Uh-huh. And I got up there and I said, hey, everybody, you know, you're not going to believe this, but I'm a comedian and I'm also a licensed mental health counselor in the state of Michigan. Everybody starts clapping, woo, you know. And I go, quite frankly, I don't know which one you guys need more tonight.
Okay, yeah, <right. laughs>
There was a listener who stopped in, and he said, I don't want to be anonymous, but he said, those stories really moved me. He said, my wife and I don't give each other Christmas presents. Could we give $1,000 so somebody else could have their family home for Christmas? And since you guys are the runner-up, $1,000 is going to you, and Stephanie's coming home for Christmas with her family.
Awesome. Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you, WWIB, for bringing our daughter home, bringing my sister home. You guys have been a part of our lives since just our whole life growing up. So just thank you for everything you've done for our family.
The WIB Wake Up Show will make you laugh and make you cry. You just don't know when.
That's a perfect mix. You're a master. Thank you, Mark.
Thank you, Mark. The best of the week.